Well, greetings and salutations. I'm Jeff Fredericks, and on the line is Patrick Soyka, founder of Rewards Canada, the definitive source for all things rewards programs. Today is Monday, March 6, 2016, and this is episode number 18 of the Rewards Canada Weekly Roundup podcast. As always, our goal is to help you maximize your earning potential and get the most out of whatever rewards program you belong to. Each week, we highlight the best in reward point deals and bonuses. We also cover all relevant industry news, including program updates, enhancements, and changes. And of course, we'll reveal a tip of the week to help you stay on top of your game. So let's get on with the show. Okay. Let's dive right into deals of the week, Patrick, and we start with a pretty healthy offer from the good folks at WestJet on select domestic flights. Let us know the details.
Yeah, so WestJet contacted us, let us know about their new offer that launched last week now. We're recording this week, but it was a week from when this podcast goes to air. And it's a great offer where you can earn up to 200 bonus WestJet dollars when you fly on select kind of transcontinental flights with WestJet. So you're looking at things like Calgary to Hamilton, Edmonton, Toronto, Toronto to Vancouver, Toronto, Fort McMurray, you name it. The more you fly, the more you earn. So what they're willing to offer you is if you fly just one one-way flight, you'll get 10 WestJet dollars for a Econo or a Flex fare or 20 for a Plus fare. And then it kind of adds up with every flight after that, anywhere from 1 to 5 one-way flights. So you can reach the maximum bonus really with 2.5 round trips. So that's actually not too bad for those of you who fly WestJet quite a bit. The key here is to book by March 31st and register for it, but you have until May 31st to earn those bonuses. Now there's a few tricks to take advantage of with this bonus. We reached out to WestJet as well because there was a question we posed to them. What happens if you fly one flight in Econo and then the next flight in Plus fares? What bonus do you get? So it doesn't reset. So say you have your first flight in Econo, you'll get the 10 WestJet dollars. Take a second flight in Econo, you get another 10 WestJet dollars, but then on your third flight, you decide to book a Plus fare. So we asked, does it reset to one flight for Plus, or does that count as your third flight? And it actually counts as your third flight, so you would earn the third flight bonus for Plus, which is 40 WestJet dollars. So this, you can actually really maximize this bonus without worrying what fare class you're traveling in. And then the other tips too, is that connecting flights to the flights that they list as their eligible routes also work. So let's say you want to fly Calgary to Toronto or vice versa. That's not one of the routes that are eligible. So you can look, and if you're willing to connect and take a little extra time, fly Calgary to Edmonton to Toronto, and then you'll get the bonus for Edmonton to Toronto or vice versa. Then you can do this with any of their routes. As long as you fly that direct route that's listed in their eligible routes, doesn't matter to or where you connect from, as long as that route's included, you will get the bonus. So a really healthy bonus for the spring here to fly on WestJet.
Okay, so remind us again on the dates of this offer.
Yeah, so basically right now, as long as you book and register for the offer by March 31st, you will be eligible to earn the bonus. And then you have up until the end of May to collect the bonus. You have pretty close to 3 months to rack up these bonus dollars.
Great. So certainly in time for any of that last minute domestic March break travel, I guess people can hop on board this thing and, as you said, rack up some significant points.
That's right.
Great. Okay. Well, I guess from flights, we're moving over to the hotel category. And we've got a Starwood deal to talk about where members can save up to 30% on buying or gifting Star Points. Give us the deets, please.
Yeah. So we've covered buying points and how it can be advantageous on numerous podcasts. Now, the last time we talked about Hilton and, you know, using them for the Hilton in Whistler and seeing how you can save money. Same thing goes here. You can save up to 30% when you buy 5,000 or more Star Points online. So if you're buying 20,000 or more, you'll get the full 30% discount, which brings the price down to about 2.45 cents US. So close to 3 cents Canadian, roughly around 3 cents. So this is one of those kind of offers. It's probably a 50-50. If you need points for an upcoming stay and you know you can pull out value greater than that 3 cents per dollar, then it's going to make sense to buy these points. If not, then you might want to wait until to see if a bigger bonus comes along or some other way to get those points. But again, you might pull out great value. Say you're redeeming for a stay that's 30,000 points a night and you only need 3,000 points. Well, you can buy them and you kind of just have to look at the whole stay. You know, if you're 3,000 points short and really want to redeem points for a stay, it doesn't hurt to buy them so that you can redeem for it. The other beauty of this offer is that 20,000 star points at a time transferred to an airline gives you 5,000 bonus miles. So you're buying 25,000 Aeroplan miles, say, that's one of their partners. You have to buy 20,000 star points. Brings it to under 2 US cents per mile. Again, you have to look at your values. 2 US cents per mile redeeming with Aeroplan, it's tough to get if you redeem for economy, but if you're using those miles to get you to a business class redemption, chances are you'll pull out better value than that US 2 cents per mile. So definitely something to look at. Not for everybody, kind of more specific for those certain redemptions, but something to look at.
Fair enough. Okay, well, finally, the folks managing the Scotiabank Gold American Express card are upping the ante by boosting their sign-up bonus. And of course, for those keeping track, this card ranked second in our annual credit card ranking for the travel points card with annual fee category. Give us the details here, Patrick.
That's right. So Scotia has really been on kind of a tear here this year with their cards, with the bonuses, adding, you know, 15,000 bonus points to the More Rewards Visa, now upping this one to 25,000 points with no annual fee to boot. So basically, this card, you sign up for it, you get it on your and you hit the $750 of net purchases that you require in the first 3 months, they're going to give you 25,000 Scotia Rewards points. Normally, the bonus has been 20,000 for the last probably over a year, even longer. So that 25,000 points is worth $250 in travel. Essentially, you're getting it for free. If you have $750 of spending you need to do, you're getting $250 back, which is pretty decent. And if you funnel that 750 to the four times categories, gas stations, grocery stores, dining, and entertainment, you're racking up even quite a few more miles. I'm not going to do the math in my head right now, but I think that's like about 3,000 more points at least. So you're looking at 28,000 Scotia Rewards points for getting this card and meeting that minimum spend. And that right away, so that's $280 you can use towards any travel, or you can even now use Scotia Rewards points to pay for purchases on the card. It's a little bit lower than the 4% you get from those category bonuses, but still not a bad deal. So definitely something to look at. We also had some of our readers tell us who have just signed up for this card recently because of our rankings. When they signed up for it, they were offered the 20,000 bonus points. Well, they've gone and emailed Scotia and called Scotia, and they seem to be matching this offer and adding 5,000 points to their account. So if you did get this card already, it won't hurt to contact them to see if they'll throw in an extra 5,000 points for you.
Nice little tip there. Thanks for that, Patrick. All right. It's on to movers and shakers. And just in time for March break, Aeroplan is announcing an update to their car rental program. What's going on here?
Yeah, so late last year, the news came out that Aeroplan was dropping Hertz, which hurts me because I would always rent from Hertz. Credit it to Aeroplan, lots of great bonuses of earned thousands of miles through the Hertz Aeroplan partnership. So what they've gone and done is gone exclusive with the Avis Budget Group. And so the Avis Budget Group is Avis, Budget, and Payless Car Rental. So what that means, up until March 2nd, their only partner from that group was Avis, but now they've thrown Budget into the mix and they started March 2nd, and coming soon is their Payless Car Rental. So those will be your three options: Avis, Budget, and Payless, that you can earn or redeem Aeroplan miles with. Now, I was saying Hertz had great bonuses. They also have right now great bonuses with Avis. So always check our Aeroplan bonus miles page on the site to see what new and upcoming car rental offers are available there.
Good. All right. Well, we're going to move from movers and shakers, of course, over to the tips of the week. And you're still giddy over this next tip, a special feature for the blog that you created called the Ultimate Credit Card Portfolio for Family Travel. Why don't you tell everyone what this is all about?
Yeah, so this is one we were working on just after we got back from Maui, and because it really got me thinking, talking to a lot of people about family travel, and how for some families, it's not so much about the points and miles, but it's about being able to save money on every vacation they take and getting some certain perks and benefits from those travels. Because there are a lot of families out there, they don't have the ability to earn tens of thousands of miles every month in some of the programs, say like Aeroplan, United Mileage Plus, some of the hotel programs. So what we did is we kind of pushed points and miles to the back and looked at what cards in our ultimate portfolios. So our ultimate portfolios looks at one MasterCard, one Visa, one American Express, and looked at which cards would be best for a family of four, five, you name it, however big a family, and which ones could save them on their vacations and travels every year. And so in this portfolio, the MasterCard is the WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard, and we like it for families because of the cost savings. The first bag free. You have a family of four or five and you're traveling somewhere, and typically families do travel with luggage that they check, and most airlines now charge at least $25 for that bag. So that's going to save you a lot of money every time you travel on WestJet. You have your companion vouchers. So when you're traveling with your family, you can book one flight at full price and then redeem one of the flights with this companion voucher for as little as $99 for travel in North America. Again, potentially saving you hundreds, if not thousands. We did an example last year when they changed the companion vouchers to include Europe and Hawaii, where you could potentially save a lot more money. And so then we gave another tip in this feature that maybe if you have your family and you want to maximize your savings, get two WestJet RBC World Elite cards, one for the dad, one for the mom. And that way, when you guys go book travel for a family of four, then two people can travel on companion vouchers. Or if one or the other are traveling, that way each person has a card and you can at least save on that checked baggage. So take a look at this Ultimate Family Travel Portfolio. The other cards in there are the Chase Marriott Rewards Premier Visa. We talk about how it gets you kind of free hotel nights or cheaper hotel nights. Again, even for a staycation, every year you get an annual category 1 to 5 hotel voucher. You can use that for one night, you know, just get away from the house. A lot of families have busy schedules. If you have a Saturday night off, use that voucher, get yourself away and disconnect from everything. And then finally, we throw in the Scotiabank Gold American Express card as the Amex card in there. And that is kind of the points earner for this portfolio because of its 4x points earning for gas, groceries, dining, entertainment. Again, families, especially if you're on the go with lots of kids' activities, lots of dining at fast food joints and other places, put it on your Scotia Amex card and you'll earn those 4 points per dollars. And then you can redeem it for any travel. You book your travel. You go to WestJet.com, Marriott.com, any of these brands, book it and then redeem points against the charge to save you some cash.
So fair enough. Now, I've got a question then, Patrick, on the WestJet card. You gave a tip about both the husband and the wife get their own card. They get their own companion tickets that way. Is that as opposed to getting a sort of a companion card, you'd have two separate applications in order to do that? Are there any restrictions, or what are the mechanics, I guess, is the question around and doing that?
Yeah, so it would be two separate applications because you don't want some people sign up and get the supplementary card, but that's, you're only getting the bonuses for the primary card. So this is two totally separate applications, no restrictions, as long as you meet the requirements for the household income and everything. Two people can sign up if your credit is good enough that you can get the cards, sign up for two. Yes, the card costs $99 a year, but in that first year, both cards will get a $250 WestJet dollars sign-up bonus. So you're getting $500 if you get two cards, two companion vouchers, first bag free for tons of people. It's just a huge cost savings for a lot of families. Now, some people will say, and we actually say this ourselves, and this is why the card doesn't rank higher in our rankings, is that you're limited to where WestJet flies. And we understand that, and we had one reader, which we're going to feature on a future post here, who says why he chose a different card than the WestJet card. And we totally understand it. Sometimes there are places that you want to travel to that WestJet will not fly to. So that's when you maybe would consider a different card. But for a lot of families, places like Disneyland, Disney World, the Caribbean, Mexico, Hawaii, you name it, they're covered by WestJet. And so these are the places that people want to fly to. You get a week off, March break. You don't want to be spending 12, 15 hours flying across the world. I know we do that ourselves. It's like we have 4 or 5 days where we can get away. We want to go somewhere where it's only 3, 4 hours away, and WestJet covers a lot of those places. So this is definitely covering for a lot of Canadian, the typical Canadian family with the soccer moms, soccer dads. You're so busy, you want to get away. Even last minute, if there's availability on a WestJet flight, you have that companion fare. Yeah, one ticket may be very expensive, but then throwing two companion fares to save you some money, you can get away last minute on those busy breaks.
Well, and I think we also covered off last week that WestJet is bolstering its route coverage in Eastern Canada as well, so more options will become available.
That's correct. You're going to see a lot more flights, especially to, you know, within the Caribbean, Mexico, I think, for coming from the east. They haven't maxed out west, but there's a lot of potential for them for flights out of Eastern Canada. So, you know, don't look 2 months away, but you can even look 12, 24 months away with getting a card like this to see where you can potentially travel.
Awesome. Well, some great advice there, Patrick. Thank you for that. Well, just like last week, we're going to wrap up this week's show with a listener question. And this time, the question comes from Garth from Calgary, who asks, and I'm quoting this, "I have some Aeroplan points, but no card really attached to it as I am a full Avion member. Is there a way to transfer those Aeroplan points over to Avion? I think I have around 290,000 worth of points, but other than the occasional Esso gas fill-up, I don't think about this program much." So what's the advice here, Patrick?
All right, so we replied to Garth. There is a way you can actually transfer Aeroplan points over to Avion. It's a two-step process. What you have to do is sign up with points.com and set up an account there, because points.com allows you to exchange points between select programs. Now, two programs you can switch between are Aeroplan and Esso Extra. So you can convert Aeroplan miles over to Esso Extra. And then once you have Esso Extra points, those can be converted to RBC Rewards points. So without going into huge details, we'll put this on our podcast page, but essentially, what you're allowed to do is transfer up to 100,000 Aeroplan miles per year through points.com. That'll get you roughly 116,000 Esso Extra points, which you can then convert to RBC Rewards points, around 69,000. So essentially for 100,000 Aeroplan miles, Garth would get 69,000 RBC Rewards points. We do say this isn't an ideal exchange. You can get, I think, a lot more value out of those Aeroplan miles. If you're not using them and they're just sitting there and you have no plans for them and you do use Avion lots, then it can make sense. It'll probably work for Garth if that's what he's using. If they've just been collecting collecting dust and he's not using Aeroplan miles, you might as well transfer them and get something from them rather than nothing. I hate to say that, but it makes sense. You know, he is losing value per mile, but he's gaining value by actually being able to use them for something that he wants to use them for. So for everybody's different. Some people would never do a transfer like that, but for others, transfers like this definitely work in their favor.
Absolutely. And some solid advice for sure. And that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca, where you'll find links to all our bonus offers, industry news, and travel rewards credit card rankings. Until then, happy collecting, and be sure to tune in next week when we do it all over again.